Hello and welcome to another episode of the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. Now that we're done Holmgren's 12 Principles of Permaculture, moving on to some question and answer sessions sent in by you, the listeners. Now, as I like to do just one topic per episode, that's how I'm going to approach this. Quite a few folks have sent in several questions at a go, but I want to touch on each as its own piece. We're going to start with a question from Rob. Do you think getting a permaculture design certificate or taking a permaculture design course would help if one day I wanted to start a sustainable lawn service or some sort of backyard permaculture business? There are two points to my answer on this. One is, if you want to start a business that's going to apply permaculture or use permaculture in the name, you're going to need to take a PDC and receive a permaculture design certificate in order to do that. And that's because the word permaculture is a copywritten word, and that in order to use it for profit, you need to have taken a permaculture design course. I'm going to include a link to some more information on the use and copyright of the word, but to quote from a piece from the Foundation Yearbook of the Permaculture Academy from 1993, the word permaculture was defined and copyrighted by publications in the Organic Gardening and Farming Society newsletter in Hobart, Tasmania in 1975. Ownership of the copyright is equally invested by Bill Mollison and the Permaculture Institutes and their graduates from a certificated permaculture course. It cannot be given away except to graduates. Copyright was deliberately sought and the unique name coined so that this system of education could not be preempted by existing institutions or government agencies as corporate bodies. The intention of the copyright is to keep the educational area, with its considerable goodwill, to those who know what a permaculture course consists of. No person who is not a course graduate can use this name for profit. All normal uses for purposes of review, discussion, news items, and so on is permitted. And graduates, but only graduates, of courses can register for-profit enterprises or corporations using this name. Likewise, permaculture graduates who are appointed to or who belong to other teaching institutions can teach courses. That institution itself, however, cannot use the name for profit or for raising funds if its directors are not graduate, nor should any such directors be appointed to permaculture institutes or their boards. Nonprofit permaculture institutes freely use the name, as can any association of people with a common interest in permaculture, but not for paid or certificated courses. Where non-certificated teachers offer paid courses on permaculture, they have been successfully challenged by several graduates, but also invited to attend a full course and to later continue their teaching. Such pirate courses have been found to be more akin to organic farming or New Age mysticism than applied design, so that the necessity for copyright has been validated. And again, that's the quote from the Foundation Yearbook of the Permaculture Academy, page 19, from 1993. And I'll include a link to that information and more. But I wanted to read that here to clarify that point. So if you want to use permaculture in your business and make money from it, you want to take a permaculture design course. But also, more to the point of, do I think it would help someone who's interested in doing some kind of a sustainable lawn service or a backyard business? Yes, very much so. The material that's presented in the design course gives you a nice, well-rounded overview of what the potential is for permaculture and what you can do with it. And as I've said before, by the time you're done, you will have completed a design. And that's something that, you know, can't be taken away from you. It's something that you've done and is experience that you can point to. And I know from my own permaculture design course, between all the drawings and sketches and diagrams we put together, the list of information that we wanted to present, organizing the presentation itself, all that information that we put together is part of my portfolio now, and is something that I can show to a potential customer as work that I've done. You can use that one experience to further build a portfolio by doing the work in your own yard or volunteering to help with other organizations like I have with this Urban Ag program in Harrisburg to build that portfolio. And all that comes out of having taken my permaculture design class and gaining some of the necessary skills and tools to do so. One of my favorite things to do to help people get an idea of what they can do with a site, some of the questions that they might not have had, is to go in and use my knowledge of permaculture and zones, sectors, vectors, the principles, really all of it that came from that class, to do what's called a site assessment, where you go and spend an hour or two for a customer looking at their property and then go home and write up a report for them to provide some recommendations. And I'm going to post a link to a site assessment that I did for a project I'm working on that you can see as an example, as one of the things that you could do as a result of taking a permaculture design course. With that said, and there's a question I have from somebody else about how to sell permaculture, which I'll get into more detail on that later. But one thing that I have found with working as a permaculturist is that even with the now tens of thousands of people who have taken a permaculture design course, with all the literature that's out there, with all the books that are available on it, even within the green and sustainable movements, the organic agriculture folks, all of these different things that you think would mesh really well with permaculture and many of the core concepts in the work that we're trying to do with it in building a better world, a lot of people still haven't heard about it. So if you're going to do some kind of a business around it, you're really going to need to sell the ideas of permaculture generally and then move it into a conversation about what permaculture is. In my own life and my own work as a designer, I'm doing a lot of public seminars to share this information with people to get that word out there so that when it comes up, they can go, oh, well, I've heard of that. Okay, yeah. And then in addition to that, that when they think of permaculture, that I'm someone who comes to mind to ask for more information about this. And that's something else that you may need to do in order to get this going, is that once you've taken a permaculture design course, go to some local libraries or community organizations and say, hi, you know, I'm someone who offers a sustainable business based on this idea known as permaculture, and I'd like to give a presentation to you on what it is. And then go and give a presentation. But then as you are out there talking about this idea, handing out business cards, brochures, letting people know that you do this work, you can begin to build your own personal brand within permaculture, specifically around the kind of work that you do. But in order to do all of that, you're going to need to take that permaculture design course. Even if you have just the slightest interest in taking one of these, if you have the time and the money to do so, please do it. Not only do I think that the permaculture design course is a life-changing experience, I know that it was for me and several other people who took the course along with me. It also helps the people who are the professional class of permaculture instructors. It allows them to be teaching this material over and over again and sharing it with others. I personally ran into this issue of needing people to take a class because my permaculture teacher training was canceled because we didn't get enough folks to sign up to make it financially viable for the people who were involved with setting it up. And now I'm going to have to try to find another one that I can make it to, and I don't know when that's going to happen. The more that we work together and take these classes and share this information, the more that we can build this idea and then make it easier for people who want to offer a lawn service or a permaculture design business to be able to do the work and make a living at it. So for Robert and everyone else out there, if you want to do this work, take the PDC. It's worth it. It sounds expensive, but it's worth every penny, and it can have a real impact in your life. You are going to need to do some work once you're done with it to sell it and make it a viable option for you. And that's going to bring this episode of the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann to a close. If you have some questions of your own or would like me to clarify any of the points presented in this episode, please send me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or call my voicemail line at 717-798-8100. I'd love to hear from you. Any comments you'd like to share with your fellow listeners, or if you'd like to stop by and make a donation, you can do that at thepermaculturepodcast.com. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.